Thank you, Pastor. My. Aren't we having a wonderful time tonight? Glory to God. I'm telling you. Amen. You don't have this much fun playing the lottery, do you? Amen. Praise God. Now, I never played the lottery, but I can just tell you, I got a feeling you don't have this much fun playing the lottery. Amen. Praise God. Woo! I'd rather be feeling this tonight and to be eating a big old Reese Cup Blizzard from Dairy Queen. Now, I know about those. Praise God. Amen. Oh, isn't the Lord good? Hallelujah. Amen. Really, God's goodness, when you study it, is just as equivalent as His holiness in a lot of aspects. The goodness of God. Hallelujah. And I'm glad that I got saved some 15, 16 years ago. Amen. God completely changed my life, changed my heart. Amen. The pastor was exhorting, preaching so well about here tonight. Amen. You know, we can have victory. If we want victory, we can walk in a lifestyle of holy victory. Hallelujah. The Lord is wonderful. We're just pleased to be here tonight. Once again, of course, my wife isn't with me. Amen. And praise the Lord, Brother Sterling and Brother Steve Smith ain't as pretty as her, but they rode shotgun tonight, and I'm glad. Amen. And she's supposed to have been here with me. I told somebody she got in trouble, so I grounded her, made her stay at home. Again, praise God. No, that ain't the reason why. Amen. I got my platter full. We had a great busy day today with the Jeremiah Sterling and I met there in Arcadia and preached the streets of Arcadia. And man, we had a time. Amen. Just had a time. I never seen such a wicked hour. Folks coming out, cussing you, running off our business. Amen. He was preaching. I was kind of, keeping things beat back so he could preach. Because all the time coming up, just harassing, making statements. So I pushed him, I said, if your business can't survive 45 minutes of preaching, you ain't making no money anyways. You shut down. Amen. I'm a nice person. But, sometimes ignorant people bother me. Amen. Come out, this silliness. One woman's going on. She owned a bunch of businesses. She said, my proprietors that have started things in these shops, they're complaining. Her husband was with her. And I told Brother Steve, one of the funniest things I've ever seen in my life. Here comes this well-to-do older man and woman. Now, you tell her they had money. They were well-to-do. Had a little Down syndrome boy with them. He was probably 20. And here they come down the street. And that man whose wife was getting on to me, I was keeping things pushed off, he's preaching, said, of course, they know they can't do nothing. That's a public sidewalk. I said, we pay our taxes now. And I was real nice. But we pay our taxes. We can be here as much as you can, right here, real nice to him. She said, well, she's going on. Her husband, I think it was, says, oh, right here's a prime example. You're running people off. Here's a prime example. And he turned to them people, and that older woman said, we love what you all are doing. And it knocked him and his wife off their feet. They said, we're from Englewood. We're glad to hear this kind of preaching on the street corner. Woo! Glory to God! Praise God! Hallelujah! Make the devil look foolish. Amen. Amen. I just walked on. Amen. People's crazy, man. I don't know how else to say it. Crazy. Praise the Lord. Crazy. Hallelujah. Amen. The Lord helped us so. The Lord helped us, brother. Lord helped us. Amen. And drop some gospel seed over there on the street corner. People need God, don't they? They really just need God. You're telling it right, Pastor. Amen. They need God. They need the God of this Bible. You was preaching about it. Man, I wish he'd have went on. I was getting stirred. We need God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. And I need to look it back up there. Daniel praying. Amen. Daniel praying. I don't want to misquote it. Daniel praying. Somebody showed me something a while back. 21 days. Amen. The Bible said that he set his face towards God. Now, I may be taking it out of context, but God said, I heard you the first day when you set your heart towards me. Or something in that. You pray with your face towards him. You get your heart towards him. He starts hearing. My, glory to God. Amen. What a God we serve. Hallelujah. I've done a lot of facial praying with my face toward Him. But ever so often, and one need I get this old heart turned towards Him. Amen. Amen. He hears when that heart's turned towards Him. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I'm stirred up. I'm glad they're with me tonight. We love being here. My wife will be with me tomorrow night. I do apologize. I really do. Amen. Getting my little boy lined out in school, and amen. Smacked his teacher yesterday. That's the caraways coming out of him now. Matinees, that ain't got nothing to do with us. Amen. Praise God. But she goes, he told on himself. She didn't even tell. But man, well, praise God. There was a board meeting, if you know what I'm saying. My wife held it. I didn't even hold that when she held that board meeting with him. Amen. And anyways, you know, amen. I don't know. Praise God. I want you to go real quickly tonight to the book of Psalm, chapter number 29. Love Pastor Lamb and his precious wife. I mean it. Amen. Glory to God. Glory to God. What a great thing God has done here at God's Miracle Mission. Hadn't He done a wonderful thing? Amen. Oh, praise Lord. Amen. Aunt Juanita, hadn't He done a wonderful thing here? Glory to God. Hallelujah. A wonderful thing. A wonderful thing. Praise the Lord. Psalm chapter 29 and verse number 1. And when you find that, will you say amen? Praise the Lord. A give unto the Lord, O ye mighty, give unto the Lord glory and strength. Give unto the Lord the glory due unto His name. Worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. The voice of the Lord is upon the waters. The God of glory thundereth. The Lord is upon many waters. The voice of the Lord is powerful. The voice of the Lord is full of majesty. The voice of the Lord breaketh the cedars. Yea, the Lord breaketh the cedars of Lebanon. He maketh them also to skip like a calf. Lebanon and Syrian like a young unicorn. The voice of the Lord divideth the flames of fire. The voice of the Lord shaketh the wilderness. The Lord shaketh the wilderness of Kadesh. The voice of the Lord maketh the highlands to calve, and discovereth the forests, and in His temple doth everyone speak of His glory. The Lord setteth upon the flood, yea, the Lord setteth king forever. The Lord will give strength unto His people. The Lord will bless His people with peace. Hallelujah. Will you lift your hands towards heaven? Father, I ask tonight, Lord, that You would anoint us to proclaim Your holy word with power and with unction, Lord, and with glory. Oh, hallelujah. Have Your way, holy Master, by the power of the Holy Ghost. Would You move? Would You touch hearts and lives? And help us hear God tonight just for a few moments as we proclaim the word of God. Amen. Hallelujah. And everybody said, hallelujah. Shake somebody's hand. Tell them you're glad they're here in the house of God tonight. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. 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 So good to be in service as well with Brother Morris and his family. Enjoyed their company there, being in service with them at camp meeting. We're glad to be back in service with them. The voice, verse 3, of the Lord is upon the waters. The God of glory thundereth. The Lord is upon many waters. Verse 4, the voice of the Lord is powerful. I want to talk real simply tonight on the four greatest powers in the universe. The four greatest powers in the universe. We're living in a time that I've never seen before. Of course, I'm only right at the threshold of being 30 years old, but we are living in a generation of technological advancements that I have never pondered that would come to pass even in my lifetime. We're living in a time now where technology is up on the increase, the technological advancements of mankind, the ingenuity of humanity is at an all-time level. It seems like we're living in an age where advancements is the normal state of affair in this hour in which we live. We live in a world that is full of great and phenomenal powers. How many recognizes that tonight? We're living in a time that has powers that is beyond the explanation and beyond the thought process of the average man. In fact, I thought when the space shuttle, the Columbia, when it exploded a few years ago, I got to studying the Time magazine there that I was a subscriber to at that time. And Time magazine reported about the space shuttles there at NASA that if they can guarantee that 99.9% of that space shuttle was in the right working capacity, that would still, that 0.1% would still account for 5,000 working parts that they wouldn't know that would be workable or not. 0.1% of that little percentage there would account for 5,000 working parts that they cannot guarantee, even if they guarantee 99.9% of that massive machine was in the proper working order. I thought about how in outer space the studies go on and on. They are just phenomenally fascinating. Do you understand? I often thought, why did they do cancer research in the outer space region? Why do they go to that International Space Station and study cancer? And you know, I begin to find out that the cancer develops faster in the non-atmospheric environments. In fact, they can watch cancer in a lab, animal, a rat, suppose. They can watch cancer go through all of its stages in just a short moment's time. They can take down notes. They can do a real in-depth analysis. They can do great diagnostic testing on that animal and the results that come from that. All the powers, the ingenuity of mankind. I found out, I often wondered, I was studying, found out that the perfume industry pumps literally millions, if not billions of dollars into the NASA space program. And you know why? They have discovered that flowers, especially the rose, that it sets off a different fragrance in a non-atmospheric environment. And so they're going to gather and glean from that and make new perfumes, the vanity of mankind. Oh, hallelujah. We're in a time of great technological advancements. How many would have ever had thought that it would come to a time in this great land of ours that you could have the global positioning system even on your little cellular phone? Anywhere you are, they can find you. We're in a time of great advancements, I tell you. But you know, out of all of those powers and those wonderful accessories that the hand of humanity has brought into being, still the greatest powers have nothing to do with the hand of the average man. The great powers that I'm talking about tonight are the powers that are related to the Holy Gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. Oh yes, hallelujah. First, I want to talk to you about the first great power, and that is the power of the Word of God. The power of God's Holy Word. In fact, the Bible has told us that the Word is compared to several different things. In Jeremiah 23 and 29, the great prophet said, "The Spirit of God upon him, is not my word like as a fire, saith the Lord, and like a hammer that breaketh the rock in pieces?" Oh yes, the Word of God is like a fire. It's like a hammer, according to the prophet Jeremiah. I want to talk to you tonight. In Psalm 119, 105, the Word of God is compared unto a lamp. It's a lamp unto our feet, and it is a light unto our path. James, the great epistle, which the pastor went through a study of some time back, if I'm not mistaken, James compared the Word of God to a looking glass. You behold what manner of men you are and what persons we ought to become. In Ephesians, Paul wrote to the church at Ephesus in Ephesians 5:20, and he said that the word of God was like as water. In 1 Peter 2:2, the apostle Peter said the word of God was like milk. The word of God has innate power. Hebrews 4:12 said, for the word of God is quick. That word quick means alive and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and of spirit and of the joints and of the marrow. And it is a discerner of the thoughts and of the intents of the heart. Listen to me now. I was reading some time back in a book, and a man wrote and said that when you are tempted to get up under the juniper tree because of the condition of the world and because of the condition of our present society, he said you might do well to spiritually ponder the spiritual state of the country of England 250 years ago. It was a dark hour. Someone put it right. They said the Puritans had been buried and the Methodists had not yet been born up under the inspirational preaching of John Wesley. In one section of the city of England, only one Bible could be found, and that was used to prop up a flower pot. You heard me right. One Bible in one section of England was all they had, and they were using it to prop up a flower pot. It was publicly advertised in front of drinking places that an individual could get drunk for one penny. He could get dead drunk for two. France had already gone into infidelity, and England would have followed soon, except for a young preacher who on May 24, 1738, he went down to Aldergate Street, England. And while he was there, the Holy Ghost began to deal with his heart, and because of the Spirit of God, through the preaching of the Holy Gospel, this man changed the course of the world. Yes, his name was John Wesley, and he preached the gospel with fervency and with power until all England was saturated and morality was brought to a new level and the spiritual awakening arrived and men were brought from darkness into the marvelous light of the glorious gospel. Listen, the Bible said in Luke 4:32, speaking of Jesus Christ, and they were astonished at his doctrine, for his word was with power. Hallelujah. I'm talking to you about the first great power of the universe, the power of the Word of God. You know the French atheist, Voltaire, he avowed and he said, there will come a day when there will not be one Bible in existence. But listen to me. The French atheist Voltaire died and he fell off the face of the earth dead and they buried him in a shallow grave. But listen to me. The British Foreign and Bible Tract Society, they bought his very house and made it a printing press for the Word of God. Hallelujah. The power of the Word of God. The Word of God will never fade. It has all power. It has all authority. I tell you, ladies and gentlemen, it is the greatest thing that's ever been delivered to mankind. The power of God's Holy Word. Oh, yes. I'm telling you, there's another great power, though. It's the power that is in the name of Jesus Christ. Not only is there power in His Word, but there's power in His name. Now let me preach to you a little bit right here. We're in a society, they like to have the presence of God, but they don't like to have the Word of God. You hear me? Amen. I hear me. I'm going to preach to you. I said they like to have the presence of God, but they don't like to have the Word of God. Psalm said that in His presence is fullness of joy. That charismatic, I'm going to talk to you, that charismatic crowd, they like His presence. You know how you get His presence? You sing a few little songs. Oh, brother, we'll pat our feet a little bit. We're charismatics. We'll have a chicken frying, fish frying, anything wrong with that. Bring them in. set them down. They'll tap their feet to Doral Lawson and the Quicksilver. They'll tap their feet to Ralph Stanley. Even singing that a robin built a nest on daddy's grave. They'll tap their feet. They like all of that. They even like songs about the blood. Amen. It stirs their emotion. But can I tell you right now, brother, we're in a society that wants His presence, but they don't want His words. You hear me? Huh? Praise God. When Herod, listen, when Jesus was brought unto Herod, the Bible said that Herod told him, "I've heard many great things of you. I've heard them talk about you, Herod. I want to see you do a miracle." Or rather, Jesus, "I've heard them talk about you." The Bible said that he desired to see some sort of miracle. He wanted his presence, but he didn't want his... I'm talking to you now. Hallelujah. You hear me? They wanted his presence. Herod said, "Do a miracle. I've got you here." But the Bible said Jesus didn't answer him one thing. And can I tell you, ladies and gentlemen, that when his presence was on the boat, the storm still come. You can have Christ in your boat and the storm still come. You hear me? Amen. But you know when it stopped, when he spoke and he said, "Peace, be still. I'm tired of this charismatic agenda. All they want to do is shout. They don't want the word. They don't want the preaching of the gospel." But let me tell you something right now. In his presence is fullness of joy. But the book of Psalm also said that he sent his word and healed them. Hallelujah. Woo, my God. Listen, ladies and gentlemen. Amen. Oh, I feel something now. Amen, brother, I feel radical. Man, he was on target here tonight. You listen now. Listen. His presence stood before the grave of Lazarus, and he never come out of the grave. But when he spoke, "I want to speak in God. I want more than presence. I want word. Give me a God that I speak." That's eight. Pray. Woo! The charismatic church, they got his presence, brother. You can have his presence and not have his word. But you can't have his word and not have his presence. Woo! You can tap your feet to Amazing Grace and never be delivered. He never answered Herod nothing. But let me tell you right now, I want a God that'll speak to me like he spoke to Nathaniel. He said, "I seen you. While you was under the fig tree." I'm going to tell you right now, I want a God that'll speak. I want more than presence. I want power. I want word. I want deliverance. My God. Hallelujah. I'm telling you, I want the word of God, brother. Hallelujah. I want his word. His word calms the sea. His word brings Lazarus out. His word told Nathaniel where he had been, but where he was going. You'll see greater works than these. Glory. You believe because I told you I seen you under a fig tree? I ain't said nothing to you yet. I'm going to tell you, brother, that's why we need the gifts of the Spirit. That's why we certainly need the gifts of the Spirit. And we certainly need the gifts of revelation. We need the gift of the word of wisdom. And we need the gift of the word of knowledge. And we need the gift of discerning of spirits. But we also need the gifts of vocality, which is the gifts of prophecy, and the gifts of tongues and interpretation. I won't tell you right now, brother. I want a God that speaks. Hallelujah. I don't want just presence, but give me a word. Hallelujah. If he had spoke one word to Herod, Herod's life would have been changed. You understand how powerful his word is, really? He's praying in the Garden of Gethsemane, in great agony. They come unto him. They say, "Are you Jesus of Nazareth?" And he said, "I am he." The Bible said they went back and fell to the ground. Woo! Now his presence there, woo! Didn't do a lot. You ain't hear me. That makes sense. Is that hard to understand? His presence, they walked right up on him. Hey. But when he said, "I am he," they went back.
Lord, give me a God that talks. Give me a God that speaks. Give me a God that'll wake me up and talk to me. Give me, I'm telling you, there's power in the Word of God. There's authority in the Word of God. He sent His Word and healed them. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Hallelujah. Woo! My God, my God, my God. Praise God. That's why some of us are all dumbfounded. I didn't say he's dumb, and I said dumbfounded now. Praise God. Amen. Amen. Woo. Amen. Glory. See, y'all got him on your little boat, but you got problems. Why is a storm here? Got Jesus here. Yeah, if you'd have him right there, and then your boat almost go under. You better get him to speak, brother. Praise you, God. You better get him to say something. Hallelujah. Woo! Glory, glory. He didn't cast his pearl before the swine when he got to Herod. Oh, Herod, you just want to see. But average charismatic service, they just want to see something. Give me presence. In his presence is fullness of joy. Give me his presence. Woo-hoo! Presence, presence, presence. Woo, but you bring me into a Pentecostal holiness church and giving me word. And if I get that word down in me, I'll get his presence soon enough. Oh, yeah. Amen. Oh, hallelujah. I'm talking about the great powers of the universe. The power of the Word of God. But do you know there's another great power? It's the power that's vested in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Mark 16:17-18 said, and these signs shall follow them that believe in my name. Shall they cast out devils? They shall speak with new tongues. They shall lay hands on the sick. And they shall recover. Hallelujah. The power that's in the name of Jesus. John 14:14 said, if you ask anything in my name, I will do it. John 1:12-7, as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name. Do you recognize the power of Jesus Christ? Hallelujah. Oh my God, I'm telling you, there's power in his name. In the name of Jesus. All hell gets nervous. In the name of Jesus. Power is released. In the name of Jesus. I tell you, brother, in the name of Jesus, there's power. Glory to God. There's power. There's Holy Ghost deliverance. I tell you, brother. Glory. My God. Hallelujah. Woo! Amen, amen. You've heard this. It's old as the hills. Here's a man who was born in an obscure village. The child of a peasant woman. He grew up in another village. He worked in a carpenter's shop until he was 30. Then for 3 years he was an itinerant preacher. He never owned a home. Never wrote a book. Never held an office. Never had a family. Never went to college. He never put his foot inside of a big city. Never traveled 200 miles from the place where he was born. Never did one of the things that usually accompany greatness. He had no credentials but himself. While still a young man, the tide of popular opinion turned against him. His friends ran away. One of them denied him. He was turned over to his enemies. He went through the mockery of a trial. He was nailed upon a cross between two thieves. While he was dying, his executioners gambled for the only piece of property that he had on earth, his coat. When he was dead, he was laid in a barred grave through the pity of a friend. But 20 long centuries have come and gone, and today he is the centerpiece of the human race and the leader within the column of progress. Oh, I'm far within the mark when I say that all of the armies that ever marched, all of the navies that were ever built, and all of the parliaments that ever sat, and of all the congresses that ever convened, and of all the kings that ever reigned, put together, have not affected the life of man upon this earth as powerfully as that one who came from Galilee. Hallelujah. One man. But he was not just man. He was the God man. Hallelujah. Woo! Glory to God. Not 50% man, 50% God, but 100% God and 100% man. Hallelujah. What you seen weeping at Lazarus' grave in John 11 was his man's side. But what you seen call him out was his God's side. He has power. There's power in the name of the Son of God. Hallelujah. My God, my God, my God. Woo! Power. 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 I said there's power. Power. Power over cancer. Power over depression. Power over diabetes. Power over muscular dystrophy. Power over anything. He's a God of power. Hallelujah. God. Woo, God. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Glory. Oh, powerful book. Powerful name. Praise God. But there's also power in His blood. Woo. Power in His book. Power in His name. Power in His blood. Woo! Hebrews 9 and 22. And almost all things are by the law purged with blood. And without the shedding of blood is no remission. Woo! 1 Peter 1, 18 through 19. For as much as you know that you are not redeemed with corruptible things of silver and gold, but with the precious blood of Christ. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Amen. We used to sing a little song. His blood came dripping down. His blood came dripping down. His blood came dripping down for me. One day when I was lost, Jesus died upon a cross, and I know it was a blood for me. Well, His blood came dripping down. His blood came dripping down. I'm going to tell you, there ain't a prostitute bad enough. There's not a drunkard bad enough. There ain't nobody bad enough for the blood of the Holy Lamb. The blood, our glory, hallelujah. Woo, glory to God. Glory, glory, glory. Soviet Armenia, December the 7th, 1988, 11:30 a.m. in the morning. Susanna and Diana Petroisson were getting ready. Susanna was going to be taking her little girl, Diana, down to drop her off at daycare and to go to work. Soviet Armenia, 1988, 11:30 in the morning. She was working second shift, I suppose, because I know no boss would let me come in that late. Praise God. Hallelujah. Whew. And all of a sudden at 11:30, the ground began to shake. Susanna grabbed Diana, and the apartment complex they were in, Pastor, fell. They went down with it. They heard the mighty screams of humanity as folks were pummeled and crunched and gnarled up under the steel. The biggest earthquake ever to hit Soviet Armenia took place that day in 1988. For 4 days, they laid under the rubble. They could hear distant sounds, sirens going off. One day went by, and Diana looked at her mother and said, I'm thirsty. She could move around a little bit. The little girl could, 3 or 4 years old. Her mother, Susanna, was trapped by steel. She felt around and found a jar of canned jam. And it was busted. She was able to scoop it out and hand some to her daughter. That sufficed her for one day. But moving into the third morning, her little girl again, Diana, said, "Mother, I am thirsty." Susanna, for 2 hours, felt around, found nothing. And then out of utter desperation, Susanna ran her hand and her fingers over the glass of the broken jar of jam. And blood began to flow out as she reached her bloody hand over to her daughter. And Diana sucked her blood. And she lived until the fourth day they were finally uncovered. She said, "My daughter was dying and it required my blood." Oh, hallelujah. But can I tell you that humanity had fallen up under the rumble of a sin-cursed world. And humanity had a fever. And humanity was going to hell. And humanity was dying. And humanity said, "I'm dying of thirst." And Jesus, the God-man, stepped down into the realm of the human. And blood gushed out of his side. And it sustained a lost humanity. Can I tell you, brother, there's power in his blood. Hey, there's power in his blood. There's power in his blood. Shout it from the mountain. Shout it from the valley. There's power in the holy blood of the spotless Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Mama. Woo! Glory. Woo! You understand? Amen. That Christ, oh Lord, Micah 7:18-19 said, "Who is a God like unto thee that pardoneth iniquity and passeth by the transgressions of the remnant of his heritage. He retaineth not his anger forever, because he delighteth in mercy. He will turn again, and he will have compassion upon us. He will subdue our iniquities, and thou wilt cast all their sins into the depths of the sea." Somebody said, "I'm glad God cast my sins into the depths of the sea, and he put up a no fishing sign." Can I tell you that our explorers have went to the depths of the sea. And at Juanita, there's places they can't go because the pressure is so great. Oh, but my sins have been crushed through the blood and cast into the depths of the sea. Not only that, but through the Levitical priesthood, the sins were also tied onto the neck of the scapegoat and led out into the wilderness. My sins have been covered and my sins have been cast. My sins have been put onto the scapegoat and led out by the hand of a strong man into the wilderness. That goat was never to return. They've said a man would push him off the cliff. Can I tell you, the goat ain't coming back home. Let me tell you something. Jacob fooled his daddy, brother. He fooled old man Isaac. Oh, they used goats. You remember that? They put it on him. He felt like he was Esau. And he got the blessing. But the goat come back to get him, didn't it? Because when they threw Joseph in the pit, they took the blood of a goat and put it on the coat of many colors. The goat came back to get old Jacob. He thought his son was dead. But can I tell you, when this one takes your sin, brother, he leads it into the wilderness. And it ain't coming back. Hallelujah. Well, glory to God. Can I tell you that if a surgeon were to look at Mount Calvary, you know what he would see? He would say, I'm getting ahead of myself. Praise God. I'm feeling so good about preaching. Hey, Lord. Hey, God, let me tell you. Let me just back up before I get too far. Amen. I was studying this. And you know, The high priest would always dump the ashes of the sacrifices. They would take them out every morning, the ashes from the sacrifices of the previous day in the temple of Solomon and in the temple of Zerubbabel, the ashes of the sacrifices in the temple of Herod. They were taken off of the brazen altar, and the ashes were put into a brazen container, and they would take the ashes down the ramp of the eastern gate, and they would dump them into the Kidron Valley, where the water of the Kidron Brook flowed. And the water that flowed through the Kidron Brook would carry the ashes of the previous day of all of the sin sacrifices. It would carry them down and away. One part of the Kidron Brook flows into the Dead Sea. Now listen, Jerusalem, where the temple was, is 2,500 feet above sea level. And the Dead Sea is 1,300 feet below sea level. And so the ashes flowed down the Kidron Brook all the way down the mountain. I'm talking about your sins being gone. They flowed down that mountain, and they eventually dumped into the Dead Sea. Do you know that the Dead Sea is the only large body of water that has no outlets? It has one inlet and no outlets. Because when God gets rid of your sin, my God, He'll dump them in the depths of the sea. I come to tell you, there's power in the blood. Hey, God, there's power in the blood of the crucified Lamb of God. Woo! Praise God. Oh, Lord. Hallelujah. If a surgeon was to look at Calvary, you know there's five major injuries that a human body can sustain. It's a contusion, it's a laceration, it's a penetration, and it's a perforation, and it's an incision. And Jesus Christ suffered all five of them. He suffered a contusion. A contusion is a wound when one is hit on the head. And that's what they did in Mark 15 and 19. And they smote him on the head with a reed. And they spit. So he suffered the first blow, a contusion. But then he suffered a laceration. You know what is a laceration? It's what the scourge would produce. The Bible said that Pilate, willing to content the people, released Barabbas unto them and delivered Jesus when he had scourged him. And he suffered the contusion, and he suffered the laceration. But then he suffered a penetration. Oh yes, he suffered the penetration when they shut the crown of thorns down upon his head in Matthew 27 and 29. But then he suffered a perforation. The nails perforated all the way through his hands in Matthew 27 and 35. But then last but not least, he suffered an incision. The spear coming through his fleshly side in John 19 and 34 is what made the incision. So he suffered every kind of agony, hallelujah, that a physical body can go through. But I told you, it can't mean that five is the number of grace. And I'm telling you, when the blood of the Holy Lamb of God, my God Almighty, amen, devil, you try to get me to think wrong things. Jesus shed blood on his head. You get me to do wicked things with my hands, he shed blood through his hands. You get my heart to think wrong, his side had an incision. You get my feet to go to the wrong places, they've been crucified with the Son of God. I tell you, there's power in his book. There's power in his name. And there's power in his blood. Glory to God. My God Almighty. Woo! Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Whew, power in his book, power in his name, power in his blood. But there's also power in the Holy Spirit. Woo! But ye shall receive power. After that, the Holy Ghost has come upon you. And you shall be martyrs or witnesses unto me. Woo! Glory. Paul said that my speech and my preaching was not with enticing words of man's wisdom, but in demonstration of the Spirit and of power. Glory to God. Yeah, Lord. Oh, God. I got to close. But I'm going to tell you right now. I was doing some reading, some studying, and I shared this with Pastor Lamb, I believe, about how it's not in the Bible, but we learn that the Jews have customs, just like you and I have customs. The Jewish nation has customs. And one of their customs was that at Passover, when the lambs were slain throughout all of Israel, and how many knows that Jesus died on Passover? He died at 3 o'clock, brother, when all the Passover lambs had their little throats slit and the blood flowed down. He was the perfect Paschal Lamb. And He died an efficacious death on Mount Calvary. But can I tell you that Jewish history and customs tell us that it became a ritual in the Jewish homes that on Passover, the daddy would play a game with his kids. He would take a little gift and he would hide it in a linen cloth and he would hide it in the house and he would let them run. Amen. Now here's what he hid. He actually hid a loaf of bread, unleavened bread in a linen cloth. Amen. Whoever found that first, he would give them a gift. But here was the catch. Here was the catch. When they found the bread wrapped in the linen cloth, they would get the gift 50 days later. Amen. Now you dismiss what I told you. My Lord, because Passover was here, but then the Feast of Pentecost was 50 days later. Hey, Lord. And I come to tell you that when they come to the empty tomb, one of the Gospels said that they found the linen cloth laying. He was the bread, and I found the bread. Oh, my God. I said, I found the bread when I kneeled. And then, 50 days later, here comes the gift. Hey, praise God. There's a power in the Holy Ghost. He is the gift. He's the gift giver. Ah, oh, brother, I found Him. I found Him. Hey, praise God. Come on and stand. Hallelujah. 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 Woo! Glory to God. My God. Hallelujah. Amen. I said power. 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 Glory. Power. Hallelujah. Power. Power. Amen. Aunt Juanita, you know what brought the church back up? A man of God anointed with power. Hallelujah. You know what drug Brother Steve out of hell? It was a gospel of power. You know what sent us on the street corner? It was power. I don't fear because I found Him. Hey, praise God. I tell you, I found Him. Power. I felt enough power right there for somebody to be healed. They build those mighty tanks and guns. But there's a higher power. And they build those automobiles that run. There's a higher power. Brother and sister, mark it down. There's a higher power. They can't build you no heavenly crown. There's a higher power. Well, go tell those people lost in sin. There's a higher power. And they need not fear the works of men. I ain't afraid, brother, you. There's a higher power. But trust in Him who rests on high. There's a higher power. For unless they do, they'll surely die. There's a higher power. Well, amen. 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 There's a higher power. Amen. 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 There's a higher power. Amen. Amen. Well, there's a higher power. Well, amen. Amen. Well, there's a higher power. I preach a gospel. Of power. Power in the Word. Power. power in the name, power in the blood, and power in the Holy Ghost. Well, amen, amen. Well, there's a higher power. Well, amen, amen. Well, there's a higher power. Well, amen,
amen.
Amen. There's a higher power.
Well,
said amen.
Let's lift our hands.
Amen. Well, there's a higher power. Well, amen, amen. You know, there's a higher power. Well, amen, amen. Well, there's a higher power. Go tell those children lost in sin, there's a higher power. And they need not fear the works of men, there's a higher power. To rest in Him who rests on high,
there's a higher power.
For unless they do, they'll surely die,
there's a higher power.
I said amen, amen. There's a higher power. Well, amen, amen. You know there's a higher. Well, amen. Amen, amen.
There's a higher power.
I said amen.
Amen.
Amen. There's a higher power. Woo! What do you need from God? There's power in this house. There's power in this house. Power. The power. Amen. I'll tell you what I do. I lift my hands, brother, and I went politely. Woo, good God, but I feel something. I went politely walk. I'm telling you, brother, amen, if I needed God, I wouldn't walk. If I had to crawl, run, skip, dance, go around the church, whatever it took, I want to be baptized in power. Hey, he tell you, I say power, a gospel of power. A gospel of power. A gospel of authority. A gospel of power. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Amen.
Amen.
There's a higher power.
Amen.
There's a higher power.
Hallelujah. Whatever you need, step out right now. Right now, with both hands lifted. Whatever you need, you know what you need. Amen. I'm going to turn it back over to the man of God. I've preached. Power's here. Amen. Glory. Hallelujah. In the name of God. In the name of God. Be it unto you in the name of Jesus. Oh God, amen. What do you need from God? There's power. In the name that's above every other name. Not the name of Muhammad, not the name of Sarasta, but the name of Jesus. Be it unto you. Glory to God. Power. Hallelujah. Well, they build those mighty tanks and guns.
There's a higher power.
They build those automobiles that run.
There's a higher power.
But brother, sister, you better mark it down.
There's a higher power.
They can't build you no heavenly crown.
There's a higher
power. I said amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
There's a higher power.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. There's a higher power.
Amen.
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 There's a higher power.
Amen.
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 There's a higher power.
Well, I guess we'll go home. We're done. There's power in the blood.
Yes.
Power in the word. Power in His name. Power in His spirit. How many here tonight claims to have the power of His blood? Yeah. Claim that power of His name. Claim the power of His word. Anybody get the power of His spirit? I wonder what would really happen if somebody really had those four powers in them. You think they'd be trying to figure out what to do next? We say a lot of things. Now I say the power of His blood, the power of His name, the power of His word, and the power of the Holy Ghost. Well, let me tell you what the Bible said about certain ones in the Bible. Seven sons of Sceva went to cast the devil out of this man. He said, Jesus, I know Paul, I know, but who are ye? But Jesus said, go. The apostle Paul turned around and said, I'm getting a little weary with you, spirit of Python. Go. Power of His name. The apostles came shouting and said, even spirits, we've got power over them in your name. Now that's what they were doing when they had power of His name. Now let's think about power of the Holy Ghost. About 120 of them in the upper room. Now, y'all said you had the power of His name and the power of the Holy Ghost. But when they got the power of the Holy Ghost, they staggered like drunken men. My God, Peter had the power of the word. 3,000 got saved. Power in the word. 3,000. Just a few days later, 5,000 more. You understand what I'm saying tonight? We ought to have some emotion. You should have heard what Brother Savage preached. I mean, for heaven's sake, if somebody gave you $1,000, you'd be shouting, I would. I'd be like, whoa! We got the power of the blood, the power of the word, the power of the Holy Ghost, and the power of His name, and we're having a hard time lifting our hands tonight. Is there more power in money than there is in His name? Is there more power in a new dress, sisters? No. We need to get this power tonight. Power. I feel crazy tonight. I really do. I feel like a new creature. Well, there's power, power, wonder-working power in the blood. Oh, I'm saved of the Lamb. Well, there's power, power, wonder-working power in the precious blood of the Lamb. Yeah, there's power, power. One singer of the saints in the blood of the Lamb. There's power, power, wonder-working power in the precious blood of the Lamb. Well, there's power, power, wonder-working power. Hallelujah, for the glory of God. I once was lost in sin, but Jesus took me. Power, power. Some of y'all might shout if I sing the verses of this song. Well, wouldn't you be free from your burden of sin? There's power in the blood. There's power in the... Listen here. Well, would you or evil victory win? There's wonderful power in the blood. Hallelujah. Well, there's power, power.
Wonder-working power
in the blood. In His word, in His name, in His spirit. There's power, power, wonder. And we got it tonight. He's here tonight. We're children of God. We're joined in with Jesus Christ. I mean, we got the power tonight. Anybody got the power of the Holy Ghost in your life tonight? Well, there's power, power, wonder, in power, in the precious. Listen to this out here. Will you be free from your passion and pride? There's power in the blood, in the blood.
Those are the days.
In the blood. They'll come for a cleansing.
risen. Calvary's tied. There's wonderful power in the blood.
Power, power, wonder-working power in the blood of the Lamb.
That's what I'd do if I was Sister Grace tonight. I'd get my blessing if nobody got one. I mean, this is King James Version here. Listen. Hear the dearest ties. Wrong song. Praise the Lord. There's power in the blood. Power in the blood. Amen, amen, amen. Power. Better get the right song around here. Let's do that number three. There's to be wider, much wider than snow. There's power. Hallelujah. There was power in that song. The music was wrong.
His things are locked in a glove.
There is wonderful power in the blood. Come on, Sister Grace. Some of y'all be raising your hands too. I believe some of y'all could probably get a blessing tonight. Instead of just praying for somebody else. My God, we might be praying for you next.
Wonder-working power in the presence.
This is King James Version, read back to him. Listen to this one. Would you do service for Jesus, your King? There's power in the blood. There's power in the blood. Would you live daily His praises to sing? Well, that's a good one right there. Sing with me, Brother Smith. Power, power, wonder-working power in the blood. Is there power in the blood? Is there really power
in the
blood? Come on, sing that number four again. Would you do service for Jesus, your King?
There's power in the blood. Power in the blood.
Well, would you live daily His praises to sing? His wonderful power in the blood. Will Johnson, the power of the blood is what saved you, brother. I mean, how far did He reach down and pull you out? My God, He was way down in there, brother. He was probably way up, got a car neck deep, probably. Almost going down. Hey, man, didn't know a lick of Greek. Didn't know any Hebrew. But you didn't have to know any Greek or Hebrew. When the hand of God came out of nowhere and saved an alcoholic, saved a drug addict. Hey, man, saved an old wretch like me. The amazing grace of God, there was power in the blood of Jesus. Be free from your passion and pride.
There's power in the blood. Oh, power in the blood.
Sin's stained on down at Calvary's time.
Oh, wonderful power in the blood.
Well, there's power, power, wonder-working power in the blood.
Oh, yeah.
It is power, power, wonder-working power. Listen here. Would you be free from your burden of sin?
There's power in the blood. Power in the blood.
Would you over evil victory win?
There's wonderful power in the blood.
Well, there's power, power, wonder-working power in the blood. On the land. There's power, power, wonder-working power in the precious blood of the Lamb. Would you be wider, much wider than snow?
There's power in the blood. Power.
Amen.
In the blood.
Sin things are lost in its life-giving flow.
There's
wonderful power in the blood. Well, there's power, power, wonder-working power in the blood of the Lamb.
There's
power, power,
wonder-working power in the blood of the Lamb.
Would you do service for Jesus, your King?
There's power in the blood,
power in the blood. Amen. Jesus to save. There's wonderful power in the blood. Power, power, wonder-working power in the blood. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Do you love the Lord tonight?
Power, wonder-working power.
What a great, great King we have tonight.
left his throne and became a real and proper man. Jesus, why would you do that? So he could shed his blood.
Power, power, wonder-working power in the blood of the Lamb. Yes, the power. From your burden of sin, there's power in the blood, power in the blood. Would you or evil a victory win? There's wonderful power in the blood. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the blood of the Lamb. Yes, there's power, power, wonder-working power. For us.
songs they sing in heaven. Let the world proclaim what a lovely name. Well, it's sweeter than the songs they sing in heaven. Let the world proclaim what a lovely brightest star, sweeter than the songs they sing in heaven. The world will great. What a lovely name. Tonight, let the world proclaim, well, the heavens certainly do, what a lovely name, amen. Sing it with me. Oh, what a lovely name, the name of Jesus, reaching high far than the brightest star. Sweeter than the songs they sing in heaven. Let the world proclaim what a lovely name. reaching higher. Sweeter than the songs. Oh, that's an absolute fact right there. That the world proclaims. What a lovely name. His name is wondrous power, power to redeem, making sinners clean. Oh, by His power, He clears the lepers, open blinded eyes. Calls the dead to rise. Amen. Do y'all know that Jesus tonight? Sing about Him. What a lovely name, the name of Jesus. Reaching higher far than the brightest star. Than the songs they sing in heaven. Let the world proclaim what a love. Above all others,